definition.
That man's going to live forever on earth.
Just like Noah's Day.
What is this? Well, here, let me give you... Hey, Jehovah Witness,
yes.
That's not the truth. That's definitely not the truth. You got to repent, come out of the world. Hey, I love you. I was standing here talking, now you're going to walk away. If I'm going to die and perish, how come you don't love me to share the truth with me?
Yeah.
You're smiling. Do you want the truth?
I'm glad you're doing that. Thank you for what you're doing.
Tell you what, you need to go deeper though. Think about this. On there is biblical gospel, and on the back is a bunch of lies of man-made religion. Think about this. What are you doing out here with your time? The Bible says redeem the time from the days are evil, right? If you're going to claim our Savior's name, you got to fully get your life in order, and you should be out trying to save the souls of others, because didn't Jesus say few? He did, right? And puny. You know there was only 8 that got off the boat? You know how many people could have been there? That's how narrow the way is. It's so narrow, so few. You got to repent, be born again, and come into the kingdom of God. This is Satan's kingdom. You got to be born into God's kingdom. Do you know that?
Yes.
Okay. So I got to know, why are you here just spending your time here if the kingdom of God is so urgent and so important and there's hardly any workers in it?
I'm spending time with my son. And we do things together, and we do history, and we do learn from history, so I like that.
A history, yeah, but what does that do for our future in eternity, right?
Well, you learn from
I'm giving you some things to think about. Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to help you.
Yeah.
I love your soul. That's why we're out here. We don't belong to any organization. We're calling people out of the denominations. You ever stop to think there's 40,000 of them out there?
No, more.
Why is that?
Yeah.
Because everybody wants to hear what they want, right?
Right.
Is that right?
It is right. I agree
but,
with you.
But it's wrong to do that. Because isn't there one God, one Savior, one truth, one Spirit, one Word, one body?
Jesus is not going to ask us what religion we are when we come up there. He's going to say, what did you do? Who did you help?
Right. So you believe Jesus was God, right?
Yes.
And he came in the flesh, died, and rose again for the remission of sins. But how do we get that covering?
How do we get what?
How do we get that remission of sins, the forgiveness of sins? How do we get that? We have to repent.
We repent and we
right, so we
Jesus
repent.
Came for our sins.
Right, and if we repent, we're willing to lay down our life and follow after him, we're going to be born again. Do you know that? Born from above. You're not in your head like you know that. Are you born again?
Yes.
Okay, and then we have to follow in holiness and obedience until the end. We don't want to turn away and lose our hope of eternal life, right? So we have to obey, right? We're in the New Testament. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you want to be his friend, keep his commandments. Mm-hmm. And you know how he loved the rich man?
He loves everybody.
Well, wait. He loved the rich man by telling him what he lacked.
What he was supposed to do.
Right. He lacked one thing. American Christians lack a lot of things, like on the back of that card. So I walked you through the gospel, and on the back is a bunch of lies that man-made religion is teaching. All the denominations we talked about, Christmas and Easter, are pagan. They're lies. Do you realize that?
Yeah, he knows.
Yeah, they're pagan. They're lies. Feminization. I'm just going to help you out. Are you born again?
Yes.
Okay. There's commands for godly, holy women. And then entertainment, TV, sports, politics. This is all of Satan's kingdom.
You have to be careful what you listen to and what you expose yourself to.
Right. So,
to be
exactly.
In the world, not of the world.
Right, and can I help you? I love you. That's why I'm out here. I'm trying to help you because you're being deceived. If you're just using your time to wander through the world, James 4:4 says, friendship with the world makes you an enemy of God. Friendship means fine. You like all the stuff that's going on here. Not just here. There's nothing wrong with eating something or buying some clothes or whatever.
Well, actually, we're not looking at this. I'm asking you where the history is.
Okay, so, but even that, yeah. I mean, what will that history do for the kingdom of God? Jesus said, go preach the gospel. So what he's looking for is for people, if they're transformed from the inside, their whole life will be transformed. And if your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, if you're claiming to have the Holy Spirit in you, he's going to tell you what to look at, what to listen to, what you're supposed to be doing with your life. You're not going to look like, act like, dress like, talk like, spend your money like anybody else. Look at Israel in the Old Testament. Did they do anything that the world did? He had laws and rules for them, right? So they were called out and set apart. Now, we don't have that today, but we have what's in the New Testament that calls us and sets us apart from the whole, with the Holy Spirit. And then when we're transformed and our life is new, we go out in the world and we look for those other few sheep that I was talking to you about. Right?
And that's one of the reasons the history is here, is because people left Europe to come over here to get religious freedom. So
yeah, and even when they did get here, it wasn't on, it was closer. It was way closer then, but you realize America is not a Christian nation. They claim it, but they're not. How many years has America been a nation? A couple hundred years? Look at the culture.
Oh, it's going down here fast.
Yeah, and they're claiming to be a Christian nation. It's nowhere near the Bible, right?
And then there's plenty fighting for what's left, trying to ruin it too. It's
right.
Scary. It's
so I want you to go deeper, because I don't want you deceived. Jesus said there's going to be a lot of deception in the end times. We don't belong to any organization. We don't take anybody's money. We left that. I used to be a Lutheran. In our fellowship, people came from various backgrounds. All those Baptist, Methodist, Lutheran, Anabaptist, Roman Catholic, Jehovah's Witness, Assembly of God, you name it. Even the ones that don't claim a big name. They're made hundreds of years after Christ started his New Testament body. It's simple. It's on that gospel. It's simple to see, to understand. It can be hard to follow because he said you had to lay down your life, lose it for him, to follow him. Because what are you going to take in eternity? What do you get if you gain the whole world and lose your soul, right? He said it's better to lose an eye or a hand and find your way into the kingdom of God than to be into hell with all of it, right? So go deeper. I'm glad you stopped. It was nice talking to you. I'm Sister Amen. Send me an email. I'd love to hear from you and help you. We have brothers to help you. Would you like a gospel card?
Sure, thank you.
Our email's on there. I've got my husband's down there. We got a couple brothers down there. If you need any help, go deeper, you know, because tomorrow might be your last day.
Today might.
Or mine. Today might not even make it to the end of the block here. And where are you standing in Christ? Search your heart. Lay it all down. Go to the cross of Christ and repent of everything and follow after him. Be willing to lose everything in this life because you can't take it with you anymore. It was nice talking to you. Take care. Ha ha ha!